Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Schools are supposed to provide a safe learning environment for kids, but that doesn't always happen for LGBTQ+ students. In Birmingham, Alabama, the Magic City Acceptance Academy is now open, and it's the first public charter school in the South with a mission to affirm LGBTQ+ students. Kyra Miles from member station WBHM spent time with some students and parents as they got ready for opening day.
For back-to-school shopping, Elliot and his mom hit up one of their favorite thrift stores. So far, the 11th grader has picked out 3 shirts, all in the same style.
This is kind of my favorite kind of shirt.
Navy blue, short-sleeved button-ups.
I like to call them beach dad shirts.
Elliot is transgender, and we're protecting the identity of him and his family because he's not completely out publicly. He's got shaggy purple hair, for now, and he'll be one of the first students at the brand new Magic City Acceptance Academy. His mom couldn't be more thrilled.
The change between last year at this time and this year at this time is just a complete 180. It's just a different child altogether. And that just, I can't even, every time I think about it, it makes me smile.
At his old public school, Elliot says he started falling behind in his classes and didn't get the academic help he needed. He was also outed to his school by someone close to him, and he didn't feel safe.
I got death threats. You know, every name in the book. I got called gross, disgusting, you know, slurs. Just because I'm living my truth.
His family says it was a no-brainer to transfer to the new school that actively supports LGBTQ+ students.
Being in a place where I don't have to pretend is, like, very just calming. I feel safe, and I feel like I don't have to, like, hide anymore.
The Magic City Acceptance Academy is a public charter school with open enrollment. Unless students choose to tell teachers or staff, they don't keep track of how many students identify as LGBTQ. But the school has built into its foundation that it will affirm and support students like Elliot.
It's to create a learning space for all students from all walks of life with an excellent learning experience in a brave LGBTQIA+ affirming atmosphere.
That's Principal Mike Wilson sharing the school's mission statement. He's giving me a quick tour.
You know, I'm a member of the LGBTQ+ community, but I've never been able to say that in my work environment and be who I truly am. I can actually be myself as a principal and not be judged for that.
Wilson has been an educator for 28 years. He says he's seen how many LGBTQ+ students live through difficult experiences in schools. The CDC has also studied youth at risk. It found that LGBTQ+ students are more likely to be bullied compared to their heterosexual peers, and 3 times more likely to contemplate suicide. Which is why Wilson says this kind of school is so important.
Everybody has a place in this world, whether they identify as trans or bisexual or pansexual, or just because they're Latinx or African American. If we learn to live better as humans and we can show that within our school community, then I am so proud.
The school has an on-campus counselor and teachers who'll focus on social-emotional learning just as much as traditional academics. Students from 6th grade to 12th grade will learn about social justice and equality. They'll go up rainbow stairs and see big windows and brightly colored walls meant to feel welcoming. Parents and students gathered at info sessions to prepare for the new school year. Andrew and Beth Smith are the proud parents of 2 queer children and wanted them to feel supported at school.
I can't believe that in Alabama that this has been available to us. So we're really excited about this. One of the first schools in the nation to be able to do this LGBTQ affirming.
For its first year, the Magic City Acceptance Academy has enrolled more than 270 students, and some of them are feeling
hopeful,
ecstatic.
This is going to be awesome.
Unreal. Absolutely unreal.
Unreal because LGBTQ students say they can go back to school without the usual worries. Elliot already plans on joining band and theater.
Despite admitting it, I've known who I am for a very long time. And finally being able to get ready for school, just go into that as me, is very exciting.
For Here and Now, I'm Kyra Miles in Birmingham.